Would you pray with me a second? Father, we thank you. We thank you for sending us your Son and all of the names that we know him by. Lord, we thank you for calling us to yourself that we might be known by you and know the name of Jesus. Thank you for his light, for your being the light of the world in our life. We praise you in Jesus' name. Matthew asked me about sharing about a name of Christ. And what immediately came to mind was Jesus as the light of the world. I deal a lot with light in sometimes in my work in water treatment or whatever. I'm trying to use light to accomplish one thing or another, or at the very least, as many of you can identify with, you probably like light too when you're trying to get things done. It's the first thing I turn on in the kitchen, usually the first thing I turn on in the garage. Sometimes the kids will go into the garage and then out of the garage while I'm in the garage, and they'll turn off the light behind them, which is they're very well trained. And I'll be like, oh, but I'm still here, you know, I'm still trying to get something done. And we work in the light, right? And so it made me think about how the light of the world is Jesus all the way, and I'm going to mix another name in here, all the way from Alpha to Omega, all the way from the beginning to the end. So in our 10 minutes here together, we're going to go from Genesis to Revelation. Are you ready? Okay. But what I want you to come away with this from is thinking about how God is always accomplishing his work. I used to say by two things. I used to say by his word and his spirit, but I think there's a third key ingredient. And maybe you've already given that away. But let's start in Genesis and just see if you guys get the idea. So if you go to Genesis 1, what do you remember? Okay, you guys know Genesis 1, so never don't go there. Just close your eyes with me. Okay, think darkness, think the dark stage, and just listen, all right? Listen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth, picture dark stage here, was without form and void. Keep your eyes closed. If you have ever been to a play and before they do anything else, right, you can't really tell what's on that stage. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Right? So we've got one element there, the Spirit of God. Then God said, and you can open your lights now, your eyes. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light. Remember all the other things he said were good? The first thing he said was good was light. So this is a stage, by the way. None of us were there. Okay, just like none of us have yet been to the scenes of Revelation, right? But in both cases, God is taking us to this scene on which he is bringing his story from beginning to end, and he's calling us into it in the light, right? By revealing things with light. So he starts with light. That's the foundation of his creation, and everything else that he made, right? It is regulated by light. The evening and the morning were the first day, and it goes on. Through the course of those days, light and darkness, light and darkness. Each day, he's making more. And he accomplishes the worlds were framed, right? By him. So it was a beautiful scene. But we know the fall happened, and there is some darkness there. In fact, right? It's not too many chapters later. We're going to just summarize Genesis in this way. We'll get up through the flood a few pages later. I was listening to a design science presentation. They were talking about a book that someone had done all about the flood, and they said, all the artwork is just like, it's kind of dark. It's like black and white, and there's a lot of dark contrast to it. And I didn't think about that again until just today. You know, God said everything was wicked, and he was going to destroy it all, right? But what do you remember what he said? He said about Noah, but Noah found favor. So that's Genesis 6, 7 through 8. But Noah found favor in the eyes of God. Oh, that's the problem. I was borrowing JJ's Bible back there. That's why it's not on the same pages. I have the correct Bible now. Thanks, JJ. But Noah found favor, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So I want you to close your eyes again. The whole of the world is now covered in not just water. It's covered. This is like a bit of a reset, right? Again, waters are covering the face of the deep. Where do you think there was one place in the whole world at that time with a little bit of light? Right, in this vessel that God had prepared. The one spark of light in the whole world at that moment was the vessel that God prepared through the hands of one man who he had made a minister of grace. So Noah, I don't know that he had LEDs, but he had something. I'm sure he had some light on the ark. So it's a beautiful picture of God saving. And that's kind of our next division here in John. And I want to this Genesis bit makes us think about how God's creative power and his salvation is revealed in light. And then in John, and the question there, by the way, from Genesis, you know, is to me, you know, we all are, he's made us in his image, right, to create things and so on. Am I receiving from his light, right, from his word and by his spirit to be like him building? Now, we can't create out of nothing like God, but we can take what he's made. So am I receiving the light of his word and his spirit? Am I receiving Jesus in where he's called me to be working in this world? It's kind of an application to be from Genesis. But if we go on to John, I want you to just think about light in redemption. If you think about John 1, you guys remember anything about from John 1 about light? You're welcome to go there with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Right, so we're beginning to learn, peeling back the layers, right, all the way from the beginning, that initial stage scene, Jesus was there. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Right? That's why the world went the way the world went all the way to Noah's day. Darkness doesn't, it's just not, it doesn't, that's not the natural tendency of the direction of the fallen human heart. It's not toward God. There was a man from God, his name was John, right? So we learn about this witness of the light. And this whole picture here, right, you know, of John pointing to the one who had come to, again, share grace. Kind of like Noah. But that didn't go well, right? Men love darkness, for their deeds are evil. In fact, we get to John chapter 8 when the leaders in Jesus' day were so set on darkness that they brought forward sin as an entrapment for Jesus. Do you remember that scene? Right, the woman caught in adultery, and they bring the woman to him, and they go through this whole thing, and Jesus really, really convicts them, right? You know, you, whoever was without sin among you, cast the first stone. And it was in that chapter that Jesus turns to them and says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So he's combining these concepts, right, again, it's from light that we have life. But the Pharisees said to him, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. Right? You know, you can't confirm your own testimony, they're saying. And Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. Remember that part. He says, I know, and by the way, I am the Alpha and the Omega. You judge, but you do not know where I come from and where I'm going. And it just makes me think of this whole picture. Again, God is so gracious to us of, we need that, right? Without God's Spirit, right, I would be like any Pharisee. I would be rejecting the very one who made me. The very one who desires to be with me forever, the Alpha and the Omega. And they are looking right now, right here, with what they can see with their natural eyes. And that is often my problem, right? You know, I live just with what I can see with my natural eyes. And often, even as one who is called to the Lord, called to, again, he is the one who has sent his Spirit, right? Otherwise, I would be rejecting him just like the Pharisees. He sent his Spirit and his word. And he saved me, right? He sent forth his word and he saved them. That's a verse that was a favorite verse of my mom's. That's how he does his work, is by his word and his Spirit and by light. He has to open our eyes. But as we heard a little bit this morning, right, then the challenge in that even is this. How do I walk? Do I walk in a way, like Ephesians talks about, where I am quenching the Spirit? Or do I walk in the light as he is in the light? Right? That is what has called me to, and that's kind of the challenge is that, right? How am I receiving the light? And how am I doing that today, right? So that's the first challenge, the question is, have you received the light? Or are you just functioning according to your natural eyes? Have you received the light of the world that Jesus says he is? Or are you rejecting him because you're looking at him just in in a very human way. Easy to do. But he said, all those who come to me, I will make, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? That is who God has called us to in himself for life. So may we receive him and may we walk in his light. That's a challenge to me in John. And then in Revelation, the last bit here, and we'll finish up with just a good handful of verses. We've been finishing up Revelation in our Sunday evening study. And I have also been there in Bible study fellowship with my kids. And this is the last stage scene I want you to think about. This is Revelation chapter 21. And in this, God allows us to see all the way from the creation to this conclusion. It's a very similar stage. He brings John up onto this stage, up onto a mountain, in fact, to see something amazing looking forward. This is Revelation 21, 9 through 25. We won't read the whole thing. Then one of the angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. By the way, that's you, if you are trusting him as the light and the life. You are part of that. I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he called and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me, okay, so he's up on this high mountain. We've just had the destruction of everything else, okay? Previous to this in Revelation. And what's coming down? Kind of like a light from above onto the stage. He showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory, imagine the radiance of that, the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And describes the high wall, 12 gates, multiple gates, 12 foundations. And he talked with me, and he had a golden rod. They were measuring it, right? And the construction of the wall, it goes on, was like jasper, and the city was pure gold. Now, here are the pictures of light here. Like clear glass, okay, meant for light to come through. The foundations were adorned with all kinds of precious stones, and the first foundation was jasper again, and the second sapphire, and he goes on. All beautiful things in the light. And the 12 gates were pearls and pure gold, like transparent glass. All good things in the light. But I saw no temple in it. Why? Why was there no temple? For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of what? The sun, or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. So the Lamb, Jesus is the Lamb, and the Lamb is the light. The light of the world, in fact, it says, all the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day, and there shall be no night. Our human eyes only see about this much of the spectrum of electromagnetic radiation that God created. Today, we walked out of a restaurant at lunchtime, and it was not sunny, but I could feel the sun. That's the IR radiation, infrared, right? And if you stayed out long enough in some other places here pretty soon, considering we haven't seen much of the sun, You'll get a little bit of that, UV, and some parts of you will cook, even if you don't feel the sun. And beyond that, there's radio waves and there's X-rays. I have a theory of why Japanese maples are short and their leaves are red. It has to do with part of the spectrum of light. We'll talk about that another day. But all that to say, can you imagine, again, we see this much of the visible spectrum of light, but if Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the light of the world, and the Lamb is the light, and you have a glorified body in the new heavens, in the new earth, can you imagine how much more of the glory of God you will see? It's kind of exciting. But let's bring this home. I also want to challenge myself of this. You know, when I am looking out, how much am I relying on just the little bit that I can see with this much spectrum and this much timeline, where all that God's made and all that he's accomplishing goes from Alpha to Omega. May I be trusting in his sovereign accomplishing from beginning to end, and walking with him in the light today, because he's put all those elements right now, right here, his spirit, his word, and that light that only he can open our eyes to. He's put all that in me. He's put that in you if you are trusting him. So rejoice in that. Ask him to help. It's what often something I pray. Lord, help me to see you in a new way in this today. May he bless you in rejoicing in him more today and looking forward and all that he will accomplish. Because Jesus is the light of the world from beginning, Alpha to end, Omega.